Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is David McCoskey from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in beautiful St. Paul?
Just fine.
Are you guys in St. Paul excited for the Prairie Home Companion movie filmed
absolutely.
Right there in St. Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. I was taking the bus home when I saw the horse-drawn carriages coming down the street for the premiere with all the various stars inside.
Oh, wow.
That was a good month ago by now.
Well, Dave, welcome to the show. Now, Corey Flintoff right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
Wherefore, what ho, oh, goodness sakes, dear, we're certainly lowering the stakes here. Since kids think the bard makes reading too hard, the school system's dumbing down.
Shakespeare.
Right. Very good. Good. Educators and theater lovers in England are in an uproar over dumbed-down versions of Shakespeare's plays being taught to thousands of students. These updated translations are supposed to be in plain English to help kids better understand the bard and not scare them off with any flowery language. Thus, this classic line from the play Macbeth.
Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still.
Becomes, in the new accessible version,
ooh, would you look at that?
It does not.
It absolutely does. True fact. And not only that, but in Romeo...
You started it, Tybalt. Nuh-uh.
It's on that level.
Uh-huh.
At one point, Romeo says to Juliet, how about a snog? Really?
Snog?
That's British for kissing. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
You think an Atari's antique. You should hear Antikythera creak. The ancients in Rhodes wrote binary codes. The oldest computer is...
teak.
No, there's hints in the limerick.
Ancients. That would be pretty entertaining, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
A teak computer.
Yeah. Get the rhyme right. Ancients,
those
roads.
Swedes.
It's a place. No, no idea?
Sorry, missed this one.
How about Greek?
Greek.
Greek, the oldest computer is Greek. A joint British-Greek research team has now credited an intricate bronze mechanism dated to 80 years B.C. as being the world's oldest computer. The damaged Antikythera mechanism was discovered in the wreck of a cargo ship in 1900. Scientists now believe it was used by the Greeks to predict the motion of planets, so it is official. The word geek came to us by simply removing the letter R.
How is this different from an abacus?
It's cooler. And also, eventually it stops working, and you have to restart it. That's how you know. All right, very good. Let's see. If you get this last one, you'll win because you've got one with one to go. Here we go. Here's your last limerick.
Scientology bought a real fast car, got a driver who knows what the tasks are. Tom Cruise just might scream for this new racing team. Dianetics is entered in...
NASCAR.
Yes! This weekend, NASCAR driver Kenton Gray will be behind the wheel of a red Ford Taurus decorated with the title of Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard's book, Dianetics, with a volcano in the hood, just like the cover of the book. Mr. Gray, who leads the sponsored racing team called Ignite Your Potential, says the book has had a positive effect on his driving. Quote, it's markedly improved my focus and my consistency. Although, of course, if he crashes, he's not allowed to scream. Corey, how did Dave do in our quiz?
Dave McCoskey got 2 right, which means he wins Carl Castle's voice on his home answering machine.
Very well done. Congratulations, and thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.